Hello, this is The Friar, and I am delighted to have you joining us again today here at thefriar.org as we continue the Rosary Marathon, the request of Pope Francis for Catholics all over the world to pray the Rosary every day during the month of May. This is Saturday, May 22nd, 2021, and I'm so happy that you have joined us. I just really believe in the power of the graces that are coming as we pray this Rosary together. Just a reminder, you can subscribe to The Friar podcast by going to our website at thefriar.org. There are all kinds of podcast providers. Click subscribe, give us a rating if you would. You can also sign up for our newsletter that is able to be done by putting your email address in the form at the top of the page and click subscribe, and there you go. And you'll not only get our newsletter each month, but you will be notified when new content is available. Lastly, if you want to pray the Rosary Marathon with one of the 30 Marian shrines around the world that are each day taking a day to pray the Rosary Marathon, you can do that as well. It is prayed at 11 a.m. Central Time in the United States. That's 1700 hours GMT. And you can find that link on our website, thefriar.org, or by going to the Vatican Radio website. And you can get it there and join one of the many shrines that are participating all over the world. I am a little worried about the United States. We seem to have lost the ability to consider the needs of others before our own needs. In moments of crisis, we used to come together. During World War I, there were victory gardens and war rations. There was the work of the American Red Cross and Liberty Loan drives. Similar activities occurred during World War II. Items such as gasoline, butter, sugar, and canned milk were rationed to be diverted to the war effort. Women entered the workforce, and war bond rallies were conducted to finance the war. This patriotic effort was so instrumental in pulling the country together and helping to win the war that it is often credited for empowering American soldiers and leaving the enemy awestruck. That is from the World War II memorial. Today, though, it seems our ability to come together or to sacrifice for each other seems to be lacking. The wearing of masks, as an example, a common sense sacrifice to protect, became instead a source of division. Rather than show concern for each other, we fought about whether making sure people had basic needs met was a right. Rather than seeing immigrants and migrants as people in need, too often we recoiled in fear and became selfish. But there are still those volunteers who seek to make a difference without thinking of their own needs. They see others in need, and they help. They recognize they have more than they need, and they give. They do not forget the story of the widow's mite and make great sacrifices for those in need. They are not afraid to take the risk of helping another. Fortunately, for all our divisiveness, there are still people who seek to volunteer and help others. There are people who, like the Good Samaritan, are able to have hearts moved to pity and to help others. As we continue this Rosary Marathon, let us pray for all volunteers. Thank you so much for joining us today. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Please let us pray for each other. Pray for me. I do pray for you. May God bless you.